AHT AM 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early. Speaking of early,
good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the Global Buckets. Here comes Diggins. Here comes Diggins.
Diggins making the play around Sweden.
Yes.
Jesse Diggins,
yes,
to the line.
Yes.
And it is,
yes,
Jesse Diggins.
Goal.
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Lions down the Ravens 38-30. Braves win their ninth consecutive game. SEC three yearly opponents come out today. ACC approves a 9-game schedule, and Bruce Pearl retires at Auburn. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Lauder, 725, our sports and performance psychologist. A moment with Milt. 805, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com. Going to review South Carolina's loss at Missouri. Preview Saturday night's game at home against Kentucky. Going to talk an awful lot of college football, pro football, the Major League Baseball, and some scheduling stuff. Get to all that coming up here throughout the show. The producer that will guide us through this. After yesterday's storm, I expect still a big storm today, but like the backside of the storm maybe rather than the front coming through with 50-mile-an-hour winds. You know, I was in Death Valley Saturday, and all the debris and all the limbs, all the leaves and everything, man, that thing came through. But it didn't, never really rained over there. But it's just weird how fronts kind of come through during that delay the other day. It was dangerous. They were, as I'm bringing Will. Good morning, Will Clinton. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing good.
One of the things I saw was, I never thought I'd see, they've got these crumble cookie things, whatever. They got a tent out over in the east end zone over there. And the tent about flew off. And people had to hang on for the tent for dear life. I'm talking like 50-mile-an-hour winds. Anyway, hopefully the backside of the storm today.
So what you're saying is we're going to be picking up the debris left over this morning.
Yeah, and look, we're still my gut is people are still going to want to talk Clemson football for the most part. You know, we mentioned a little tiny bit about South Carolina. We'll do that at 8:05 today for sure. I have a major concern with South Carolina nobody's talked about. I'll get to that. We didn't talk anything about Indiana, what they did to Illinois. Talked nothing about the Auburn and Oklahoma game. Didn't mention anything else, and rightfully so, we shouldn't. But hopefully, we can get into some of those other things and the scheduling stuff that's coming out that came out last night and all that, and this weekend's two mega games with Penn State and Oregon. A friend of mine's going to the Penn State Oregon game. He's never been. They're going Friday night to Virginia, Florida State, and then they're going Saturday. Got tickets slightly less than $500. For Penn State and Oregon. Never been to either one. So that's a pretty cool guys weekend.
That's a heck of a first Penn State game to go to. Whiteout.
Yeah.
Against Oregon.
Yeah. He's a Clemson fan. He says, I'm wearing my white Clemson polo to the game. I said, well, be prepared to ask what happened to Clemson this year. Anyway, how's your Monday?
Oh, busy Monday.
Yeah.
Gonna carry over into a busy Tuesday, but it was a good day. Got a lot done. How was yours?
Mine was good. Me and Isla Ann Plowler had a great day playing together, and that was her best mood ever yesterday, and we just had a blast. We read and we played and we watched Frozen again. We went outside, played some baseball, and played with our doorbell. And she had like six wardrobe changes. Had a nice little nap. So it was a good daddy daughter day. Ate a big lunch, and then Drake got home. Went to his baseball practice, and man, they're looking good at the 6 Mile Lions. Another big game coming up on Thursday with Coach Spitz softball, and they had helmet stickers for their first two games yesterday. It was good, man. It was a good day. And they came home, and I just got caught up in the world last night, internet and all that kind of stuff, everything else going on in the world. Anyway, it's fun. It's a good time.
I will tell you, you probably didn't catch this, but when we ran into each other on Sunday, you were on the phone. I went and talked to Drake, and I said, hey, I know you. You're that baseball player, aren't you? He was so happy.
Oh, yeah. He was enthralled by the displays, the Halloween displays and all that kind of stuff, too. What are we going to do in segment two today?
Well, I tuned into the coach's show last night. I want to talk about a couple of things that I heard that were kind of thinly veiled that I wanted to hear, things that I thought were encouraging.
All right.
Just two items.
All right. Let's get into it. He did mention he does not anticipate staff changes. And he said the mindset needs to change. He talks about mindset a little bit. And Christopher Cena and Garrett Riley and practice and fake injuries and schedule. We'll let you maybe hear from him a little bit later on. Let me fly through some of the news of the day. In case you didn't see it last night, Lions beat the Ravens 38-30. They improved to 2-1. The Ravens fall to 1-2. And this one, it was a strong running game. One of the major differences there. Montgomery had 151, Gibbs had 67, and that rushed from 224 to 85 in a nice win for the Lions. Major League Baseball last night. Hey, Braves, give them some credit. Braves won 9 in a row. Braves are 74-83. They beat the Nationals last night 11-5. Padres beat the Brewers walk-off 5-4-11. The Cardinals beat the Giants 6-5. We're now in the last week of the regular season of Major League Baseball. Storylines everywhere, but one of them is the Braves are now just 2.5 back of the Marlins for third place. Got to give the Marlins some credit for a good season for them. Anyway, still watching some pennant races. Blue Jays two-game lead over the Yankees, 5 over the Red Sox in the American League East. Detroit's lead over Cleveland is down to 1 in the Central, and the Mariners up to a 3-game lead after winning 4 in a row over the Astros. The Phillies, have clinched in the National League. Braves otherwise eliminated from the playoffs a few days ago. Brewers and Cubs have clinched playoff spots. Brewers 6.5-game lead there. The Dodgers 2.5 up over the Padres, and the wild card, something we're watching closely now. Yankees 4 up, Red Sox 1 up, final spot tied between the Guardians and the Astros. So 4 teams for 3 spots there. Cubs 8 up in clinch, Padres 5.5 up in clinch. The Reds and Mets now tied for the last spot with the D-backs 1 game back. So a lot to keep up with all that. SEC 3 permanent opponents in football announced officially tonight. It got leaked yesterday. South Carolina's 3 opponents: Georgia, Florida, Kentucky. They talked about keeping rivalries like Alabama, Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee, like Auburn and Georgia, like Georgia and Florida, keeping some of those rivalries and also some competitive balance. I think for the most part, I don't see any that's like way out of hand. A&M got LSU, Missouri, and Texas. They complained a little bit about that maybe. Pretty balanced through it all. We'll tell you about all those coming up. ACC moves to 9 regular season games. Now, that's going to put in jeopardy the Clemson series with, say, Georgia and I don't know about Notre Dame and all that. It won't affect Clemson, South Carolina. But 9 regular season ACC football games now. And it's a mess because someone's going to be 8 and Notre Dame can play a factor, and it's a wild mess there. Bruce Pearl retires at Auburn. He turns it over to his son, Steven. And after an unbelievable run of 2 Final Fours, including last year's Final Four, Bruce Pearl retired at Auburn. Speculation is he's running for public office. He's been pretty outspoken about some stuff, and so we'll see what comes of all that. Besides that, I had some other takes from the weekend that we'll get to. Clemson with an open date this week, South Carolina with the Kentucky game Saturday night, and then those mega games. As I mentioned, Oregon goes to Penn State Saturday night, and Alabama goes to Georgia Saturday night. So we'll get into all of those. We will review what happened in the college football world over the weekend. And again, to me, the shocking one was Indiana-Illinois. Did you watch any of the Indiana-Illinois game?
That's one of the only big games that I did not watch, and I'm glad I didn't waste any time.
Let me give you this. You know, Illinois is ranked 9th in the country coming in. They got beat 63-10. But it's even worse. Indiana had 31 first downs. Illinois had 9. Indiana had 579 yards of offense. Illinois had 161. Illinois threw it for 267. Indiana for 267. Illinois for 159. Indiana rushed the ball for 312 yards. Illinois rushed the ball for 2 yards. Indiana had the ball for 39 minutes and 42 seconds. Illinois for 20 minutes and 18 seconds. It's not like they turned the ball over. There was Illinois turned over one time. Like it was just complete and utter domination. And I don't know why we're not seeing Indiana as a top 5 team right now. That's the most impressive win of the year, in my opinion. And this game was an absolute. Let me give you just from second quarter on. Indiana goes 7 plays, 56 yards, touchdown. 4 plays, 80 yards, touchdown. 9 plays, 65 yards, touchdown. Third quarter, 7 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. 9 plays, 44 yards, touchdown. 8 plays, 69 yards, touchdown. 8 plays, 67 yards, touchdown. Meanwhile, from the second quarter on, Illinois goes 3 and out, punt. 4 and out, punt. 3 and out, punt. End of the half. 3 and out, punt. 3 and out, punt. 3 and out, punt. Interception. It's unbelievable. Like, what a complete domination. 579 yards to 161 against the 9th team in the country. 31 first downs to 9.
And I want to say that Indiana is not a top 5 team because of the 3 games that they played prior.
Yeah, but their one win is the best win in the country so far. The most dominant win I've seen.
And there's a lot to be said about 3 warm-up games.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, they go to Iowa and they go to Oregon. They split those. They go to Penn State, but they can go 10-2. They're in the playoffs. That win might have put them in the playoffs. So we'll see. Indiana looked impressive, man. So we can talk about all that coming up. A lot to do. I've got one of the most interesting things is I got all the questions for Coach Sweeney last night on our text line because he used the same number. So we talk about some of those things a little bit. I've got an interesting stat about Clemson football. I've got my thoughts about spring and fall in football. I've got my thought about tailgating. Boy, oh boy. I did some tailgating Saturday. I got to tell you about that. So we got a lot to do. I do want to tell you about my great friends at Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. Roosters does an incredible job with your men's haircuts. Get your haircut like a man. They don't do ladies' haircuts. Sorry, ladies. There's a million other places to do your ladies' haircuts. Men's haircuts only at Roosters. Your little fellas and the head shaves and back and neck razor shaves and beard trims. 7-step facials. RoostersMGC.com. Plaza on Pelham. Pelham Road in Greenville. Take care of them. They'd love to help you out. It's RoostersMGC.com. Can I give you this quick thing about Illinois, too? Fernando Mendoza, 21 of 23 for 267, 5 touchdowns, no picks. They had three running backs over 65 yards rushing. They had 312 yards rushing. Anyway, short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Will Clanton when you return right after this.
The show continues after this quick timeout.
Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660 or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time, it's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact@longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
A fan favorite for almost 4 decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
The countdown is on. 10 days until Clemson Tiger football, presented by Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. Brought to you by the Pound Cake Man and Clayton's Deli.
the handoff won't go to end. It's going to be Uyunglele that will come left side and take it into the end zone from 3 yards out for the touchdown.
We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Awful lot of great things going on at QC Kinetics right now. You have joint pain, ankles and shoulders and knees and elbows. Then you're looking for QC Kinetics might be able to help you out. That pain hits. You're just minutes away from QC Kinetics telemedicine appointments. That's right. You can make it through a video call or a phone call and set up consultation with these good folks and see if they can help you out. So let's get back to pickleball, back to golf or running, and back to a normal way of life. If you've been fighting joint pain for years and facing possible surgery, let's get a second opinion. Let's see if QC Kinetics can meet you. You can do it with a smartphone or computer, and you can dial into the telemedicine video and talk to a professional right from your home or your office. And so let them review your case, get the pain relief process started, talk about regenerative medicine, and learn about the plans to get that pain relief out of your life, or get pain relief in your life, get that pain out of your life. QC Kinetics, you set up this telemed visit. You can start right there. You can call 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation is fast, it's easy, it's convenient. 864-766-8454. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
So as previously mentioned, the coaches show last night, Dabo Swinney, Don Munson, tuned in. As you said, it was very brave of me. I was thinking the same thing. But I was reminded of one thing that we've talked about on the show many times. When most coaches are in front of a camera, in front of a microphone, doesn't matter when it is, pregame, postgame, offseason, they're not talking to the fans. They are, one, representing their university, and two, they are communicating with their players, the families of their players, the people they're recruiting, the families of the people that they're recruiting. Those words are not for us. And a lot of what I heard last night was, in my opinion, not going to satisfy most fans. But again, it wasn't for the fans. Yes, you can text in. Yes, it's questions from fans. But do you really think you're going to get 100% truth, 100% just honesty and revealing everything that's going on? No, he doesn't owe any of us that. That's not the purpose of these shows. With that being said, I did hear several things that I did not expect to hear, that kind of was a peek behind the curtain, if you will. First off, he agrees with you, Mickey. Best player so far this year is the punter.
Yeah. Shockingly.
So congratulations.
Shockingly.
to go off of the coaches' show real quick, we're going to come back. I did find some data last night that Adam Randall is currently the third highest graded running back in all of college football. Only behind Coleman at Washington and, wonderful name, Fluff Bothwell at Mississippi State.
Fluff Bothwell.
Yes.
They got a big one this weekend, Mississippi State does. Anyway. You think Fluff is soft?
I haven't seen him play. Can't say I've watched a lot of Mississippi State recently. With that being said, there were a couple things that I was very encouraged by. The first, I was not actively taking notes at the time, so I'm not sure of the exact quote. There was mention to either culling the herd or trimming the fat. I can't remember which of those terms were used, but in response to moving forward, he never said that people were going to get benched. He never said that, you know, certain players, there's one that I'm not even going to mention that I've been very disappointed with this year because of lack of effort. He did not mention a lack of effort or accountability, but he did kind of let it slip that you're going to see some attrition in terms of the team. And again, it was not directly referenced, but he also said, and I quote this one, there's a lot of young players that are going to get a chance in the next games. And what that tells me, without directly saying it, is you're going to see some people get benched. You're going to see some people redshirt. You're going to see some people hit the transfer portal. And I just hope that I'm right on that, because that needs to happen. There's a problem. Still don't know what it is. Again, that 5:30 media availability via Zoom and the coach's call-in show, didn't get a lot of information out of that. But I have a feeling that you're going to see some attrition. You're going to see some of the negativity leave. Because if that doesn't happen, I don't know how this is going to get fixed.
I talked to a former player yesterday. I talked to a former coach yesterday. And he said the most... First of all, he said the former coach who's coached at a few places said the one thing... He said, listen to the whole show yesterday. Listen to my 30 things. He said, the one thing you're wrong about is that when you say you take Jamal Anderson off of the kickoff return team, because most teams don't have a second team guy that's repped enough there, because you can't rep so many practices, so much time in the kickoff return game. They're going to kick out the back of the end zone anyway. And he goes, now you would get all over him, and most staff would get all over him and try to correct him, but you're not going to bench him. He goes, that's one thing wrong about it. So the other 29 things you talked about, you're exactly right with all that. But this former coach, and so as soon as I got the phone call, a former player, and he said, I will just tell you this, that he's shaking the walls of that building over there now. I've seen it 100 times. Like, they are every staff member is walking on eggshells. Every support staff guy is walking on eggshells. He is shaking the walls up and down all day, every day over there now because of all this. And he says, the former player says, that the surprising part, the most shocking part to him is the softness. He goes, because I've seen it, and I've seen the guy said I saw it for 5 years, that Coach Sweeney's brutal at practice and demands physical and mental toughness at practice all the time. He goes, I don't know what's happened, but this guy's not all that removed. And he goes, I'm telling you, we didn't have that issue when I was here, because it was a demand and every rep of every practice at any point in time, Dabo Sweeney is going off on you and or your position coach, and it was accountability and demanded of it. And he said, I don't know what happened between now and this year and those years, but that was the surprising part of it. But that said, is what you get on a press conference, and I don't know why we care so much about what coaches say. I just beat my head against the wall. He's not going to come out and say, yeah, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Will Clanton over there. He pushed the wrong button. We had the wrong thing going on. He's terrible. I'm going to fire him at the end of the year. He sucks. And so that's going to make you feel better, because then the next question is, why'd you hire him? There are no answers that we can talk to fans about. There is nothing that's going to pacify. You're 1-3. They are not a good football team. They're a terrible football team. But what is a word? What is an answer? There's no answer. Draw it up. Write the script out. Let him read whatever you want him to say. It doesn't matter what he says. I'm not looking at the score right now. I'm not looking at the poll right now going, Ohio State's number one because Ryan Day was better in the press conference. And Miami's number two because Cristobal's on the press conferences. We get so upset because we don't know where to point the arrows. Point the arrows in how soft they are. Point the arrows in the constant mistakes on the offensive line of false starts and holding penalties. Shoot the arrow at a quarterback that can't hit a wide-open receiver. Point the arrow at the cornerback that gives up miles of cushion. The linebacker that gets caught up in the trash and hitting the wrong gap. The defensive lineman is getting paid millions of dollars that doesn't have a single sack all year. The defensive end is a first-round draft pick, supposedly, and is getting can't set the edge. Get all over all of that, and the coaches that are doing it, the defensive end coach, the defensive tackle coach, the linebacker coach, get all over that. Get on the head coach, all over that. But the idea that, well, he did say this, so I feel better about it. What's he going to say, we're 3-1? I'd feel better if he said, oh, yeah, by the way, we're 3-1. Oh, this is a dream. Let's wake up. I don't understand. Like, what is he supposed to say? What could he say to pacify it? Because I guarantee he's already said it. What he said many times is, and we do this with press conferences all the time now. For 30 minutes, he could say, I have not had this team ready to play. It's my responsibility. I hurt. I failed. He said, I failed the fans. I failed the seniors of this team. But then he says something about that you don't like, and that's the one thing you focus on. The guy talks for an hour. He says 58 minutes of something. And then you focus on what he said for 2 minutes that you don't like? What do you want him to say? What does it matter what he says? You cheat on your wife and you go, hey, babe, I love you, though. You don't understand, I love you. You cheat on your husband and say, you don't understand, babe, I love you. I ain't mad at you. Or you didn't do this, or you didn't do that, I do that. Who cares? You're a cheater. Like, what does it matter? The deed is the deed. The deed is they're 1-3, and they played four terrible football games this year. That's the deed. That's what I'm mad at. That's what I'm disappointed in.
For a lot of people, they want him to come out and just rip people and tear them apart and say this guy sucks, that guy sucks.
What good does that do? Because then the first time he comes out and says, let me tell you something about Peter Woods. He's soft. He doesn't do this, doesn't do that. Well, the next defensive, all the defensive tackles that they're recruiting right now, Kirby Smart's calling them up and go, hey, by the way, you going to Clemson still? Because your head coach is ripping players now.
He's going to trash you in public.
He's going to trash you in public. What can pacify you? Texas said it matters what he says. He can keep saying all that. We got a bunch of beta players. But all they do is echo what he says. I hadn't heard any echo in it. There are many Dabos. I hadn't heard any of that. I hadn't heard what players say. I don't care what players say. I care about execution, about winning games and losing games. I just don't understand the fascination behind it. Is it because we don't understand the game enough? Is it because we don't say, hey, why is the offensive lineman on the counter play? Why is a tackle so slow? And why is the backside defensive end beating you to the hole? And actually delivering the blow and blowing up the counterplay in the backfield, that's a much bigger issue. Like, I just don't understand.
The press conferences? What is said that it's not for us?
Some of it is. Like, the call-in show is.
Technically, yes.
It's for a lot of folks. I mean, it can be to the players, and it can be the coaches, and it can be to the recruits' families, and it can be to the fans, it can be to the media, it can be a lot. But in the end, man, I don't understand the fascination. You are not mad at Dabo Swinney for what he said. You're not. Because if he said the exact same words and you're 4-0, nobody would care. You're mad because Clemson has sucked at football this year. They played four terrible games. That Saturday's game was the most miserable experience in Death Valley that I've seen in 50 years. So what can you say? I sat there on Saturday from 11:30 until 5:30 or 6 o'clock at night, and I saw the other team physically smash me, and now I'm going to go, well, I can't wait to see what the coach says. What? What? I don't know. I'm not going to do many more of the analogies.
It makes sense to me. Again, if what you want to hear is people getting ripped and called out and trashed in public, you are looking at the wrong outlet.
No coach is going to do it.
No. And the ones that do, they're not going to stick around very long.
Get ready for the decommitments. Would you want to play for a coach that's going to come out and rip players in a press conference? Rip coaches in a press conference? Because I guarantee you this, Georgia and South Carolina are salivating, waiting on him. Come on, man. Come on, say it. Say it. If you say it, I'll make that phone call so fast it'll make your head spin. Talk bad about the offensive line. Because, man, all those six offensive line commitments you got, I'm calling them up and going, hey, man, you got Matt Luke. They're talking about firing him over at Clemson. Dabo said he's going to fire him at the end of the year. That's what you want? You want heads to roll? You want to come out and say, yeah, at the end of the year, I'm going to be firing this coach and that coach and that coach. Ooh, Kirby Smart's going to call every offensive lineman up. Or South Carolina's going to call every offensive lineman up and go, hey, man, you going down there, you're going to lose your coaches. I don't understand the fascination of words. Win the game, man. Produce. Just produce. Execute. Or find a way to pacify me with words. That's a much taller task. When I walked out of the stadium Saturday, I was absolutely disgusted at what I saw. And there's not one word. Dabo Swinney could have personally called me up on the phone and go, hey, Mickey, I need to talk to you about some stuff. I need to say da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I go, oh, well, okay, well, I'm not disgusted anymore. Nah, Dabo, I'm disgusted. And I ain't waiting on a word from you to tell me or a sentence or a paragraph you to tell me, any dialogue we can have, maybe go, oh, well, I'm not disgusted anymore. Oh, well, now I feel better.
It was the worst game in 50 years, but yeah. In the press conference.
Hire a PR firm to come out with some sort of statement of, oh, well, after consideration of all this, who cares? Your actions, as this is 8607, your actions speak louder than your words.
Bingo.
Short break. My great friends at Ingles want to take care of your tailgate. You know, well, we act like that we don't tailgate. Or we don't need Ingles on an open date. Oh, this is where you really need them. Because I'm going to sit back and I'm going to get my cream sodas this weekend at Ingles. And then I'm going to watch a little Georgia-Alabama. I'm going to watch a little Ryder Cup. I'm going to watch a little Oregon and Penn State, South Carolina, Kentucky. I'm going to watch a Major League Baseball pennant race come down. So I got to have my tailgate food, my snacks. I'm going to have all my chips and dips. And so I'm going to go to Ingles this weekend. I'm probably going to grill out. I've got a big filet. Going to do a little filet mignon tonight at the house. Going to put them on a big green egg. Going to get them up to about 120. And it's going to be that thick filet mignon I got from Ingles. Love it. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love the deli. Love the salad bar. Love the bakery. Love the great folks, the pharmacy, I'm lucky I don't have to do the pharmacy stuff, but the floor department. Love everything about Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Let Ingles be your team. Short break. We'll come back. And then I'll have my constituents tell me that they do care about what people. We can just be different. We can agree to disagree. I'd rather talk about what in the world's going on at cornerback. What in the world's going on at linebacker. What in the world's going on at wide receiver. Or we can say, why did he say this? Short break, much more after this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, boosts efficiency, prevents breakdowns, and extends your system's life. They'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, and mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
Carolina legends aren't born. They're handmade in Bo's Real Southern Kitchen. We marinate our chicken for 24 hours in a blend of bold Southern seasonings. Then we hand bread and fry it to crispy, juicy perfection. And that's why they call us the Carolina legend. It's Bo time.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeep.com.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value. All in one winning play. We're family owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Sparkburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
my hands on myself. Think I'll dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field?
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our great friends at Trammell & Mills, we're going to be there on October the 1st. Come by and see us. I'll be there 6 to 9. A breakfast ready for you. Fax and John will be there 9 to 12. We're kicking off our Tigers for Tatas campaign. Come by and see us. T-shirts there, wristbands there. Always love kicking off the campaign there. It's going to be a big year, huge year. Can't wait to get out and do that. That's going to be October the 1st. So come by, and we'd love to see you out there and get the day started right, get the campaign started right. Do that next week, 6 to 12, actually. But I'll be there 6 to 9. Can't wait to come see you over in Anderson. And always good to see the folks coming over and getting excited about the campaign for sure. A couple quick things. Travis in Powderfield, hang on, I'm coming to you. I feel like that whenever someone asks a question that I don't, or make a statement about what you said or didn't say, I feel like a bad communicator because maybe I'm not saying it right, but I know I said this right. Texas said, no way, that's the worst game you saw in 50 years, buddy. Maybe the last 17 years, plenty of those bad games under Wesson. But I didn't say the worst game. I did not say the worst game. What I said was, it was the most miserable I've been in that stadium in 50 years. You know, some of those bad games, Clemson's got beat much worse than that, but my expectations were much lower too. And sitting in there waiting on the rain delay, the lightning delay or whatever that was part of that. So not the worst game I've seen Clemson play. And not the worst game I've seen in Death Valley. But it's the first time I felt miserable in Death Valley. A lot of that had to do with expectations. I have bad news for you. Let me read this text, and then I'll get to the question, to the point at the end about the bad news. Texture says, criticize in private, praise in public. As upset as I am about our performance and all the glaring deficiencies in our coaching and playing, I'm sure Dabo is harder on himself than any of us ever could be on him. I'm sure he also understands at some point between now and the next season, a lot of dramatic changes are going to happen to this team, and some of those changes will mean he has to fire some friends. That's one of the hardest things he'll ever do. He'll either figure that out or he won't. Either way, I'll have to go to work and do what's best to keep my house in order. A great point that he makes is that it's hard to fix this in one game or two. I have bad news for you. I was talking to a college football coach yesterday, former college football coach, and he goes, the thing that nobody wants to hear is, he said, what I've seen in four games from Clemson won't be fixed in this season. That what you've seen on the field in Clemson and many some of the issues can be fixed, but many of the issues won't be fixed this year. This season is over. These goals are over. This season is done, and it won't be fixed. Most of the bigger issues won't be fixed. Now, that's a hard pill to swallow, but that is the truth. And pacifying by firing a guy now in mid-regular season or benching a guy now, whatever, that's not going to fix what's going on. This thing is deep. There are – and no, I don't think anybody can name all whatever number there is of things that are wrong. But this won't get fixed in the middle of a season. This has to be firings. This has to be players leaving. This has to be new players coming in, new coaches coming in, completely different mentality, completely different culture. This is going to take a complete reset. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that it can be reset. I look at this Clemson football team right now and tell you that this looks like FSU 2024. And I look at the top 10 right now, and Florida State's ranked 8th in the country. So it can happen. It's going to take a complete overhaul by Dabo Swinney. He's got to fire people. He's got to trim the fat in the support office. He's got to trim the fat in the players. He's got to go get new players. He's got to hit the portal heavy. He's got to come in and completely change off-season programs. But it can be done. But it won't be done between now and November, the whatever the South Carolina game is. That won't happen this year. Some things can, but not everything that needs to be. And I thought it was a terrific point by the coach I talked to yesterday. Travis is in Powdersville. Good morning, Travis. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing this morning?
What's going on, Mick?
Not much, buddy.
I hope y'all doing well this morning.
We are. Hope you are, too.
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. Listen, just a couple things, and I may be the devil's advocate here. You know, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I appreciate your points and the things that you have to say and your football knowledge, especially of, you know, Clemson. But, you know, we don't like to live in the past. You can't live in the past. You got to move forward to the future. But, you know, Dabo's brought us there multiple times. You know, we've won more in the last, 18, 20 years than we've won ever. And, you know, he graduates students, and I know it's a different, you know, it's a different field now with these guys getting paid and all this stuff. However, Dabo made a statement, and you'll probably remember when he said it. I can't remember exactly when it came in. I was thinking it might have been around the West Virginia game where we got our brains beat in. But misfortune is inevitable, but misery is optional. I think now Dabo is going to have to show that, you know, bad things happen to everybody, right? And it's finally happened to Clemson fans and Clemson as a whole. But the misery, you know, his optional piece is, what are we going to do about it now? And like you said, I don't think it's going to be like trying to turn around an aircraft carrier. But it can be done with the right moves. And like I say, I think that's what we got to look at. We're still, you know, still creating young men, I hope, that's going to go on and live lives where they put into the community. But, you know, we want to win football games. And like I say, just trying to be the devil's advocate here, because trying to look out for the man. He's done a lot for the university, and I'm thankful for what he's done. And I'll take your thoughts on that.
Thank you, Travis. I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks a lot. Let me be clear. Dabo Swinney deserves the chance to fix it and the opportunity to fix it. He has fixed almost everything in the past that has arisen. But now his biggest challenge was building. His biggest challenge was even getting the job to begin with as an interim coach, and he did that. And then his job was to get him to win 10. His job was to get him to win the divisions. His job was to get him to win the ACC championships. His job was to get him in the playoffs. His job was to get him championship game. His job was to win championship. He's done all those, and he's fixed all those. And from year to year, you know, things arise all the time in all organizations, and things pop up. And 1 year it's place kicking, and next year it's place kicking protection. And 1 year it might be drops, and 1 year it might be lack of a pass rush. Through all that, Dabo has fixed almost all those issues. And if he didn't fix them, then – and I think we all can agree on that. Can we – I'm sure there will be somebody, because nobody's going to agree on anything anybody says anymore. But my evidence to that is, if he didn't fix all those, then they wouldn't have gone 10-4 and 11-2 and 11-2 and 10-3 and 14-1 and 14-1 and 12-2 and 15-0 and 14-1 and 10-2 and 10-3 and 11-3, 9-4 and 10-4. If he didn't fix those numbers wouldn't look like that. It would look like 181 wins, the all-time winningest coach in ACC history, the all-time winningest coach in Clemson history, two-time national champion, four-time national championship game, six-time playoff, or seven-time playoff guys, and how many ever ACC championships it is. I mean, it wouldn't be those. He fixes all those. Now, this is his second biggest challenge he's ever had in his career. And can he do it? Is he up to do it? And this is not unprecedented. Nobody wants to hear it, but this is not unprecedented. Bear Bryant faced these type of things, and Bear Bryant fixed them. Yeah. What is it about Bear Bryant? You go back and look at the records. I looked at it yesterday. What is it about Bear Bryant that at Alabama that you can go starting in 1961, 11-0, 10-1, 9-2, 10-1, 11-1-1, 11-0, 8-2-3, 8-3, and then back-to-back 6-5 seasons in 69-70, and then 11-1, 10-2, 11-1, 11-1, 11-1. Like, there were some bad years in there. Like, how? Why? What happened? Well, reinvent yourself, and he's done that. Dabo has to reinvent himself. He's got to reinvent his program. He has to trim a bunch of fat, get rid of a bunch of negative issues, and build back. But be clear, he deserves the opportunity to do that. This is the program that he has built, that is now he has been at the helm of Sid Decline, and he deserves a chance to get that back. And he'll get that back. He'll get that chance to do that. And whether he can do it again, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. My great friends at Prime Lending want to take care of your mortgage. I look across the way, and my friend Will Clinton always tells me, three, got to have three. Get three estimates. If one of them is Prime Lending, I guarantee you, you'll get the best. If you can get Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Hour number two when you come back after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, and...